Greetings in Jesus' name on this 28th day of November, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently in the upper 30s, going to be a wonderful day, marvelous day, serving King Jesus. It just doesn't get any better than this, and I hope that you're thrilled about all that God is doing in your life. What a fabulous day we had on yesterday, full day, preached four times yesterday, just pouring our hearts out and preaching and teaching the Word of God, and such a joy and encouragement to be a part of all that God is doing. Teaching yesterday morning to a group of, I think we had 21 men in the men's Bible class, and teaching on the sufferings that we are to experience as believers. And then yesterday morning, continuing our series through the book of James, on if any man lack wisdom, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And a thrill preaching yesterday morning, then yesterday afternoon, going and preaching on the enemy's distractions and how they're trying to stop the work in Nehemiah chapter number 4. And then last night, out of Romans chapter 11, verse 33, on our God is omniscient. He is all-knowing. Preaching on the attributes of God during these Sunday night services, and magnifying the marvelous attributes of our great God that we serve. And I hope that you had a special day on yesterday, very busy all week this week. We're preparing, working tirelessly, sheetrocking, siding and all of that. We have Brother Daniel Sutton and Brother Jeremy up here from Old Swanee Baptist Church down in Georgia, and they're coming up today and tomorrow, and it's just going to be wonderful. I hope that you're rejoicing in the goodness of our great God. In your Bible today, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 2, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. I'm interested this morning in that last phrase that is mentioned in this great verse of the Bible, as he's speaking to the elders and charging and challenging the elders to do the work of God in a way that would honor the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives them a bunch of projections of what they need to expect in their ministry. This is what they should expect. This is what they should be involved in. But he closes out this verse with an interesting phrase, but of a ready mind, which lets us know as preachers that our minds must be in a proper position and a proper place if we're going to be able to minister effectively to our churches, to the churches that we're starting, to the churches that we're helping, to the churches that we're preaching revivals in. He says, but of a ready mind. I wonder today if we are in a place as believers to have a mind that is like the mind of Christ. And the Lord teaches us that we are to have the mind of Christ. When you have the mind of Christ, my dearly beloved, you have a ready mind. If you have the mind of Christ, I wonder today how our minds are. Are they all over the map? Are we tossed to and fro? Have we got all kind of crazy contributing factors going on in our life because of our minds that are everywhere? Or do we have a ready mind? Now, in the context, this is talking about men of God. But no doubt there's a great application here to every believer that's listening to this broadcast today, to have a ready mind. I wonder today how controlled our thoughts are. I wonder today where our minds are at. May the Lord use this verse of Scripture in our hearts to help us to have a ready mind as we minister for Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, marvelous Monday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.